Welcome to the Simplicity of Happiness, When More is Too Much. This podcast offers tips and techniques for a better life.
And before we begin with another episode about the simplicity of happiness, let me remind you that you can find out all about me and my work if you head over to simplicityofhappiness.com. And now I would say, sit back and enjoy the show. Hey there, and how are you doing? This is the last day of the year that I am recording this, and I thought I am sending you a solo episode, a flow solo episode again, because I have a couple of thoughts about this year. Well, if I look through my social media feed, the one that I am reading as well as the one that I am posting, there are a lot of happy pictures and a lot of achievements and stuff people and I have done. And I do that purposely because I think it is a very German way to always see the shadow side of things, and I would like to focus on the bright side, because it doesn't help when you are facing trouble or problems or you struggle with something and you remain in that stuck state. It won't change. And I recognize this very often, that people stay in that state sometimes even for years. And I do have my ups and downs, and I do not want to celebrate my downs too much, because I chose the life that I'm living for the ups, for the sunny side, for the sailing, for the ocean, for the happiness, for the smiling, for the nature, for the outside, for sharing time, quality time with friends. But it does come with a flip side. And I heard a couple of very inspiring people over the last days, one of them being my coach, the most successful coach that I know, and he talked about his struggles personally and financially. And even this year, which was one of his most successful ones, he had a flat summer where he had to put money out of his own pocket into the business. And I talked to YouTubers that are traveling the world, and they are super inspirational. And yet they were meeting their demons, and they are questioning their choice of life, and they come to a point where they don't know if they might want to quit. But if you want to quit, you still have to make a choice what you want to do instead. Yeah. What do you want to do instead? Who is it that you want to be? What is the life that you want to live? And let that be your guidance. Because whatever you pick, everything will come with a downside. And this year was one of the most challenging in my life. Definitely one of the most challenging in the last 10 years. Because things, situations, relationships were coming to a point where they were not beneficial to both sides, at least not anymore, or not the way it was. So to not suffer in the daily routines and start dreaming of the life that you really want to live, I made changes. And I saw new opportunities, and I went for these opportunities because I saw the possibility and I had big hopes, and I had some of the best time in my life. I had a smile all over my face, and I loved my life, and I couldn't wait for everything to come. And then that fell apart. I was betrayed. I was lied to. I lost friends. I lost loved ones. I mean, not that they died, but I lost them as friends. And I got betrayed from my most inner circle. I lost my business in Tanzania. I lost all the money that I had on my bank account, and I didn't see it coming. And I beat myself up. This summer, I was in a flight and fight mode. No, I was in a run and hide mode. I did not know what to do. I couldn't fight anymore. I did not know for what. I did not know how. And luckily, I have my boat, so I stayed in the Mediterranean. I had that beautiful weather. I met beautiful people. I had people sail with me on the boat. And of course, I posted these pictures because it's nobody's help when I'm complaining about being treated unfair by the world. No, still, these are two sides of the same coin. Because I'm going for all of these opportunities, sometimes I'm really lucky, and mostly I'm really lucky because I'm living the life I do, but sometimes I'm just not, and then I'm losing so much. But you can only lose as much as you gained before, so the higher you climb, the further you can fall. And it took me a while to recover. And I personally, I had to feel sorry for myself for a while. I needed to ask for help. I had some very good friends that helped me throughout the summer. I got my feet back on the ground, and I slowly started to get into a functioning mode again. But I was not in the creational mode. So I was doing my jobs, I was doing my coaching, but I couldn't create. I couldn't create no podcast interviews. I couldn't create new coaching clients. I couldn't create new opportunities. I was just reacting. Luckily, I was reacting at all. I'm telling you this because even though my life sometimes looks like a dream, and it is the life that I dreamed of 15 and 10 years ago. And yet, there are these obstacles. And what my coach, Rich, told me is that you can't run away from your problems. You can only solve the problems that you are facing. And most likely you are facing exactly those problems that you need at that point in life. Because somehow you created these problems with your actions before. If you haven't been at that place, if you didn't have that friends, if you didn't have that money, if you didn't have that business, you wouldn't have these problems. So you created these problems in the first place. And now that you face them, you have to, or you are allowed to, deal with them and solve them. And once you did, you can grow as a person. You can grow your business, you can grow as a person, you can grow your spirit, your mindset, your friendships, and your heart. And then you'll create new problems. So if you take your life decisions based on which problems you not want to have, then you will always run away. Base your decisions on what the successes, the happiness, the bliss that you want to experience in your life. And then deal with the problems that you are facing, because they are the price that you are paying for your life. And everybody is facing these problems. It's not about having or not having these problems. The major question is, how do you deal with them? And I can understand that the problems that you faced in 2023 were hard for you, because they were created by your actions in the first place. And mine were the hardest that I could imagine. I couldn't bear any more this year. And yet, probably that was what I needed to learn. By the way, one of the major learnings that I took from this is that I need to respect myself more. That I need to be happy with being alone, happy with being me. It's funny that I talk about that now, as I'm using these in my coachings and my podcasts so often. But there you see, I'm facing the same struggles as everybody else. And I think I got a lot better in dealing with them. So, having said this, I hope that you can come to peace with yourself, that you can make peace with 2023, and that you have big dreams and are going into 2024 with a big smile on your face, and that you know why you want to wake up tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being with me. I wish you from the bottom of my heart all the best. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care, my friend.